Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. We're back from our glorious pilgrimage to New Zealand, and I'm in the process of documenting the miraculous events that took place at that time, and I'll share that information with you next week. But today, I want to take advantage of the expansion of light that is flooding the planet at this time. On November 24th or 25th, depending on where you're living on the planet, we experienced a partial solar eclipse that greatly expanded the activities of light that took place during the 11-11-11. And this partial solar eclipse was experienced through all of New Zealand. This expansion of light is building in momentum and will be greatly amplified again during the lunar eclipse that's going to take place on December 10th. This coming Saturday. The events taking place in the world economy are affecting every person on the planet, and most of the people are being affected in ways that are causing fear, pain, and tremendous suffering. It is true that we are in the midst of very dramatic changes. The obsolete patterns of greed, corruption, selfishness, and the dog-eat-dog consciousness that focuses on looking out for number one at the expense of everyone else cannot be sustained in the fifth-dimensional frequencies of light that we are all ascending into. The beings of light have stated that the greatest need of the hour is for awakening humanity to remember that God is our supply and that the abundance of God is our natural birthright. And that abundance is infinite. This is a profound truth that we are, in most instances, oblivious of. Now it's time for us to activate this pre-encoded memory that's actually encoded within the very atomic cellular structures of our being so that we can magnetize into our life the abundance that we all have been longing for. In order to do this, it's vital that we stay focused on what we want to co-create in our lives and not allow ourselves to become overwhelmed with fears of lack and limitation that are surfacing to be transmuted into light all over the planet. Today, in the full embrace of the solar and lunar eclipses that we are experiencing, I would like for you to join me in invoking the flow of God's infinite abundance into the lives of awakening humanity as we transmute the poverty consciousness that is causing all of the painful situations humanity is experiencing. Through our concentrated efforts, we can prevent ourselves from becoming overwhelmed with the extreme situations that are surfacing all around us, and we can change what is happening in our own lives in the most positive way. You and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. We are one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the truth that he or she is a beloved child of God. You and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul and invoke the light of God on his or her behalf. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with his or her divine plan, and the highest good for all concerned, literally the floodgates of heaven open in response to our request. 2011 has been an extremely powerful and eventful year. Please join with me now as we expand the light of 2011 by uniting our hearts and minds with the hearts and minds of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transformed into a powerful chalice of light that is enveloping the entire planet Earth. During our special time together today, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we will invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light that are assisting us now throughout infinity. Be in the moment. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is the eternal moment of now. Abundance is our divine birthright. That statement is not just a lofty platitude or wishful thinking. It is really a profound truth. Unfortunately, humanity forgot that truth long ago, and for millennia, we've been struggling in the quagmire we created through our beliefs in lack, limitation, and poverty. This self-inflicted trap has held us in the paralyzing grip of fear, greed, selfishness, corruption, and all of the abominations that are associated with lack and limitation for far too long. For lifetimes, our human egos have manipulated us through poverty consciousness. This is the basis of all of our problems that are relating to money. Whatever we put our attention on, whatever we think and believe, we bring into our lives. Now, sometimes our poverty consciousness caused us to become obsessed with money, which resulted in greed and the compulsion to acquire and hoard wealth through any means, at any cost. At other times, our poverty consciousness has caused us to believe that there's not enough money for us to live comfortably. This belief resulted in manifesting the dire conditions of hunger, homelessness, and every other extreme example of lack or limitation in our life. I'm sure we've all experienced both of these extremes and everything in between many times throughout our earthly sojourn. But now it is time for us to open up to the divine birthright, which is ours, the infinite abundance of God. In an attempt to stop our ego's obsession with money, the world religions developed beliefs and rules to prevent money from being such an issue in our lives. Unfortunately, this has just perpetuated the problem. In some cases, we were told that in order to be a good person, we must reject money. We were given the impression that somehow poverty is a virtue. Some religious disciplines even required that we take, of all things, vows of poverty. To compound the problem, there were several statements in the Bible and other religious teachings that have been misinterpreted with the deliberate intent of proving to us that money is evil and that only bad people acquire wealth. One statement we often hear from the pulpit is, "The Bible says money is the root of all evil." That is not what the Bible says at all. The Bible says the worship of money is the root of all evil. And all we have to do is look at what's going on in the economy now to see how that is reflected in the lives of people all over the world and how that worship of money has created such pain and suffering for the masses of humanity. All we have to do is observe what is going on, this conflict, knowing that people who worship money are wreaking havoc in the world of everyone else on the planet. This is the 1% that people are talking about now when they talk about the 99% occupying Wall Street and occupying the world. Now, another statement we often hear is, "A camel can pass through the eye of a needle more easily than a rich man can get into heaven." So, of course, we think, well, of course, a camel cannot pass through an eye of a needle, so this must mean that a rich man cannot get into heaven. Actually, that is not what that means at all. Jesus has told us that when he gave his teachings, he used examples and parables that the people he was speaking to could understand, that were prevalent to their daily experience. This is true of all of the teachers who preceded him as well. When Jesus' teachings were translated, often centuries after he gave them, the scribes did not understand some of the examples he and the other teachers used. And to compensate for their lack of understanding, the scribes tried to literally interpret what they were reading or being told through oral traditions. Consequently, many of the statements in the Bible that are now being taught as literal facts have been misinterpreted. The statement, "A camel can pass through the eye of a needle more easily than a rich man can get into heaven," is usually interpreted inaccurately. Jesus said that 2,000 years ago, there was a wall around Jerusalem to protect people from the criminal elements outside of the city. The ruins of that wall exist to this very day. There was a small opening in the wall through which the traders passed in and out of Jerusalem. The opening in the wall was called the Eye of the Needle. In the mornings, the traders and their camels would squeeze through the small opening on their way to market. At night, they would return to the wall after they had purchased all of their items, and they wanted to bring them back into Jerusalem to sell. The camels couldn't fit through the opening in the wall, the Eye of the Needle, with all of their worldly goods on their back, so they had to remove those wares in order to pass through the Eye of the Needle. What Jesus meant by this statement is not that a rich man cannot get into heaven, but that we cannot take our worldly possessions with us when we leave this physical plane. The problem we are having now is that we are beginning to awaken, and we are beginning to remember who we are and why we are on earth at this time. With this awareness, we realize that God's abundance is our divine birthright, and that God's supply of all good things is infinite. So we ask ourselves, if this is true, why are we in the financial mess that we are in? And the answer is simple. The reason we continue to experience poverty is because we are always the sum total of everything we have ever created. As long as the majority of energy associated with our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions from all time frames and dimensions is vibrating with a consciousness of lack and limitation, accepting poverty as a natural reality in the physical plane, we're going to have financial challenges. The moment we reach a critical mass of prosperity consciousness, everything will shift, and God's abundance will become our natural state of being. This is what our Father, Mother, God intended for us in the first place. In our various lifetimes, we have experienced the gamut of conditions and circumstances involving money. We have, at one time or another, rejected money by taking vows of poverty. We have also accepted that pain and suffering is part of our natural reality. We have felt incredible pain of not having enough money to sustain our physical bodies comfortably. At the other end of the spectrum, we have had times when we accumulated great wealth and used it selfishly to manipulate and control people. Abusing money in one way or another has been the order of the day on this planet for a very long time. And we can see that to this very moment taking place all over the world, with the greed, the lack of integrity, the corruption, the obsession that people have about money. But as a result of our past behavior, we all have etheric records and memories that subconsciously tell us that money is bad and it causes pain. We also have etheric memories that tell us that we will abuse money if we have too much of it, and that we cannot be spiritual if we are wealthy, that poverty is a virtue. So So in order for us to clear our relationship with money, this is where we need to begin. We need to begin reprogramming our thinking about money, changing our attitude about it. We need to transmute our obsolete patterns of poverty consciousness through all time frames and dimensions back to our fall from grace, which took place eons ago. So first and foremost, we must accept that poverty is not a virtue. Poverty is demeaning and humiliating. It is painful and causes all manner of suffering. It causes family problems, health problems, mental problems, and emotional problems. We are not more spiritual or better people if we have money than we are if we are poor. Quite the contrary, we can do much more good and help many more people if we are financially free and have money than if we do not have money and we are struggling from morning till night just to put food on the table and survive. Poverty prevents us from being free to fulfill our divine plans. It is a sign that we are not fulfilling our covenant with our Father, Mother, God. We have accepted our gift of life, the electronic light substance that beats our heart, activates our brain, flows through our body. This life force that we live, move, breathe, and have our being within. But over many lifetimes, we have not balanced this gift from our Father, Mother, God by adding to the light of the world. This was our original covenant. Our Father, Mother, God agreed to provide everything we needed to sustain our four earthly bodies. The sun that creates the light and energy to sustain us, the water, the air, the substance for food and clothing and shelter. Everything was provided in addition to our life source. What we were asked in return is to balance this gift of life, which is a natural flow of the law of the circle, by using that gift of life to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. In other words, to add to the light of the world. We know this is true because we would be financially free if the light we have added to the world balanced the life force we have received from our Father, Mother, God. This is a profound truth. It is the fulfillment of the law of the circle, which we are all subject to on this planet. So we need to rectify this imbalance. If we're going to attain our financial freedom, we have no other option. We've already accepted our gift of life. We've breathed the air, we drank the water, we consumed the food, we utilized the sunlight, all of the things that have given to sustain life. Now it is our turn to use this gift of life to add to the light of the world. Our God selves, our I Am presence, are beginning to respond to our heartfelt pleas as we begin to learn how to make that invocation. They are responding to our pleas for answers as to why there is so much pain and suffering on earth. And slowly but surely, we're beginning to be told by our God self the bigger picture. We're beginning to understand what our purpose and reason for being is, as well as the explanation for the events that are taking place on earth at this time, both good and bad. As humanity awakens, we begin to remember that we are not just the fragmented, fear-based aspect of our personality that we call our human ego. We are, in truth, beloved sons and daughters of God, and all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. This information is prompting us to open our hearts and minds, thus allowing the light of God to flow into the physical plane as never before. As the light of God increases on earth, everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. After several decades of dedicated work by light workers all over this planet, we have now reached a critical mass that has allowed the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love to be securely anchored in the physical plane to pulsate through every person's heart flame. These patterns include the sacred knowledge that reveals our oneness with every particle of life on Earth, and the all-encompassing need for reverence for all life. The inseparable archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace are now flowing into humanity's consciousness. Everything that conflicts with these two aspects of deity, abundance, and eternal peace, are being pushed to the surface to be healed. This cleansing process is occurring at a greatly accelerated pace. That's why we're witnessing such turmoil in the economic conditions of the planet, in every country, throughout all the banking systems, all the financial institutions. The old obsolete patterns can no longer be sustained in these higher vibrations. All we have to do is watch the news or read the newspaper to confirm that an incredible purging is taking place. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are reassuring humanity that everything is unfolding in perfect alignment with the divine plan. The accelerated purging is certainly intense, but it is a necessary factor in order to pave the way for the tangible manifestation of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. The company of heaven is embracing the earth and all her life in powerful force fields of divine love and protection. And in spite of the horrific things that we see taking place all over the world, nothing is happening by accident. Our I Am Presence, which is our true God Self, has agreed to assist us in whatever facet of the purging process we are experiencing. So what we need to do is invoke the light of God for our I Am Presence to help us through this cleansing that each of us are going through. We have all been preparing for eons of time to assist with this life-transforming cleansing process, or we wouldn't be on Earth at this time. We have all of the skill, knowledge, wisdom, courage, and strength we need to succeed God victoriously. This is a moment that we've all been working toward, the moment we knew would one day arrive, but we were afraid would not be seen in our lifetime. This is the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty, lack, limitation, and chaos will be reversed, and the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace will be permanently established as a tangible reality in all of our lives. For some time now, the company of heaven has been telling awakened humanity that one of the greatest needs of the hour is for us to attain our financial freedom. This is a vital and necessary facet of the divine plan. The viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on Earth are at this time beginning to flow from the realms of illumined truth into the mental and emotional strata of Earth, and through each person's I Am Presence into humanity's hearts and conscious minds. In order to bring these powerful solutions into physical manifestation, awakening people need to have the financial support to bypass those old paradigms of greed and corruption, which have caused the problem in the first place. At this very moment, there are patterns of perfection from the causal body of God that contain the practical solutions to our energy crisis, to global warming, to the disease manifesting on Earth, to poverty, aging, hunger, homelessness, war, and every other human miscreation Unfortunately, there are souls in embodiment who have really profited from these maladies and through greed and the inequitable distribution of money. They have been able to suppress the knowledge of these solutions and the corresponding technologies that are available to us right here and right now. This abuse of power is now coming to an end. And this is not occurring by chance. It is happening because of the tenacious and dedicated work of lightworkers around the world who have been working for literally decades to bring this now into manifestation. Together we have created an unstoppable quantum shift that is lifting Mother Earth and all her life out of the distorted patterns of humanity's human miscreations and into the patterns of our new planetary cause of divine love and reverence for all life. Humanity's descent into poverty consciousness has been reversed by the unified efforts of light workers everywhere. The infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God is now being reclaimed as our divine birthright. During this momentous time, we are bursting the paralyzing grip of our fragmented human consciousness and all of the power that it had over us to manipulate us through poverty consciousness. This obsolete aspect of our personality has manipulated us for eons of time into believing that we are only our physical bodies and that the physical plane of Earth is all that exists. This easily moves us into the belief that there is not enough and that there is lack and limitation. This belief system has created the inclement weather conditions that have resulted in famines and plagues and pestilence and floods and all of the things that have actually created the outer world illusion of lack and limitation. This fallen, fear-based level of our consciousness accepts the illusion of lack and limitation. It also believes that it has the right to do whatever is necessary in order to get what it wants, even if it means lying, stealing, cheating, or killing. All we have to do is observe the atrocities that are taking place all over the world to confirm that statement. But this is a new day on planet Earth, and we have reached a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is lifting us into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth, our new planetary cause of divine love in the fifth dimension. Your I Am Presence has magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness because of the urgency of the hour. It is time for us to transmute this energy that is surfacing at a greatly accelerated pace. So I'd like for you to join with me now. The following visualizations and tools have been given to us by the Company of Heaven for this specific purpose. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us to quickly pass through this cleansing process so that the archetypes of the new planetary cause of divine love, which reflect God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, will become the order of the new day on planet Earth. This plan has been gradually unfolding for millennia. The purging that is taking place throughout the economic world is a necessary and a critical part of the planetary transformation that is now at hand. For eons of time, the monetary system of the world has been abused. Instead of the natural exchange of give and take, receiving and giving, the ebb and flow of life based on the principle of always working toward the highest good for all concerned, the wealth of the world has been used by the elite few to manipulate, dominate, oppress, and control the multitudes. that is an obsolete old age consciousness that can no longer be sustained on earth. So let's join together now and take full advantage of this incredibly powerful moment that we are in due to the increased influx of light that is blazing through the earth during this sacred time between the solar eclipse of November 24th and 25th and the lunar eclipses that will take place on December 10th. All is in readiness, so please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Allow your hands to rest gently in your lap with your palms facing upward so that you are an open conduit of this light. You are joining in consciousness with all of the other light workers that are participating in this activity of light, either live or through our archive program. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, know that we are forming a mighty transformer that will serve as a surrogate on behalf of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Through our unified collective I Am presence, we are one with the I Am presence of every person on earth. Breathing in deeply again, we exhale and allow all of the tension of the day to just drop away. Feel yourself becoming completely relaxed. Breathe in deeply again. And as you exhale, feel your I Am presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Your mind is activated. Your spiritual brain centers, pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic center at the base of your brain are awakened to their full divine potential. This activation is awakening your crown chakra, connecting you with all of the perfection in the realms of illumined truth through your I Am presence. All of the feelings of the lower human consciousness just drop away, and you are mentally alert and vibrantly aware. You realize that your I Am presence has enveloped you in an invincible force field of protection, eternal peace, and divine love. This force field prevents anything from distracting you or interfering with this sacred moment. You feel that deep inner glow of peace and well-being. And you experience the buoyant joy of expectancy and enthusiasm as the threefold flame in your heart, the divine balance of our Father God's power, the sapphire blue frequency, our Mother God's love, the Holy Spirit, the crystalline pink energy, and the Son and Daughter of God's wisdom, the sunshine yellow radiance, is now expanding and expanding to envelop your four earthly bodies. Through the threefold flame that is now enveloping your four earthly vehicles, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, you are the open door that no one can shut. The realms of light are easily flowing into your heart flame, and with every breath, they are being projected into the physical world of form through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child. Now, please follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. I'm going to be stating it in the first person so that we can each experience this activity of light tangibly and personally in our own lives, but know that we are also simultaneously invoking this light on behalf of every awakening man, woman, and child on this sweet earth, which includes all humanity. I am my I am presence. My physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now being raised in vibration. My awareness is increasing, and I begin to perceive the still, small voice pulsating within the divinity of my heart. I am experiencing exquisite vibrations, and my entire being is flooded with light. My consciousness is opening to this influx of divine light and spiritual energy. As I am lifted up into this new level of awareness, I now experience divine truths beyond anything I have ever been able to receive. Beloved I Am Presence, I now know I am in you and you are in me. I am that I am. I am a radiant being of light. I am one with the energy and vibration that is the all-encompassing presence of God. I am one with the divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life. I am one with the divine plan for planet Earth. I am one with the infinite flow of God's abundance. I am that I am. Through this accelerated awareness, I begin to know and understand that a reactivation, an initiation into multidimensional awareness is now occurring within me. I am lifted up closer in vibration to the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. As this occurs, the pre-encoded memories that were implanted deep within my cellular patterns eons ago are being activated. These patterns reveal my divine plan, my purpose and reason for being. I experience a great soaring and awakening as I remember my divine heritage. I step through the doorway into multidimensional realities. Here I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of divinity. Moment to moment, this radiant light is awakening within me previously untapped levels of wisdom and God illumination. As these ideas surface, I easily grasp each divine thought and idea. And as I do, avenues of opportunity begin to unfold before me. I feel a sense of elation as each opportunity presents itself. I joyously seize the divine opportunities, and I know that they are recorded deep within my etheric records to surface in my conscious mind when I need them the most. I feel a greater sense of worth and accomplishment than ever before. My life is pulsating with a new sense of meaning and warmth. Through this activity of light, I am now lifted higher and higher into the realms of perfection. In this realm, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that do not support my highest good. I release all of the patterns that reflect a consciousness that is less than prosperity. I recognize this is the moment of my new beginning. I now have a new ability to create prosperity consciousness for myself, from this higher level of awareness, and I do so easily and joyously. Through my I Am presence, I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. And I am able to transform every aspect of my life now into the infinite abundance and eternal peace of my Father, Mother, God. Change is manifesting through divine grace and love in every aspect of my life. And as each aspect of my life that needs changing surfaces before me, I easily love it, release it, and forgive myself for any preconceived transition. I know I am a child of God, and I deserve to be loved and forgiven. As the changes take place, I am experiencing a sense of inner calm, patience, and silence, knowing that I am lifted into a new level of consciousness through which I will forgive myself for transgressions of the past. I am in the divine flow of my true God reality. I am one with the infinite intelligence within me, and I am always able to make these correct choices now with this sustained new level of awareness that has been secured within my heart and mind. I love myself unconditionally, and I am grateful for this opportunity to change, which I accept with deep humility and extreme gratitude. The divine power to sustain these changes is now continually flowing through me. From this moment forth, I choose to create a life of prosperity, and only that which supports my highest good. Through my I Am presence, this new level of commitment is secured. I am now lifted higher and higher into the realms of perfection. I now focus on the sacred essence of my holy breath. I realize that with every in-breath, I am extending in consciousness through my eternal journey into the very heart and mind of God, the source of never-ending perfection. And with every out-breath, I am magnetizing the full momentum of that perfection into the world of form and radiating it, this full blessing, through my heart flame to all life evolving on this planet. I understand now that with every in-breath, my in-breath is the open portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light in the heart and mind of God. And my every out-breath is the source of all of these divine blessings magnetized into the world of form for humanity and the planet. I understand now that the divine gifts being presented to humanity from the legions of light who are serving this sweet earth will be drawn into the world of form on the holy breath, the gift of the Holy Spirit from my Father, Mother, God. I consecrate and dedicate myself to be the open door for these sacred gifts of light. And I affirm for myself and on behalf of all humanity, beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hand of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hand of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hand of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth. I am now ready through every level of my consciousness to release and transmute every frequency of vibration and every single electron of precious life energy I have ever released in any existence or dimension that is expressing a pattern less than God's infinite flow of abundance, prosperity, opulence, and the supply of all good things and my financial freedom. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of protection and eternal peace, and I am able to review my life as an objective observer. I ask my God self now to push to the surface of my conscious mind every experience I have ever had, both known and unknown, that is in any way preventing me from attaining prosperity. As these experiences begin to surface, I breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, I lift into the violet flame of God's eternal forgiveness. I absorb the most powerful frequency of the violet flame of forgiveness that I am capable of receiving, and I breathe this sacred fire in, through, and around my physical, etheric, mental and emotional bodies, and all of the energy that is surfacing and returning to me now to be loved free. What I ask for myself, I ask for all life evolving on this planet. This sacred violet flame from the very heart of God instantly transmutes the negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories that are blocking my eternal financial freedom. Every electron of energy is being transformed back into its original perfection. My I Am presence now expands this activity of light as it reaches back into the ages of time, to magnetize into the violet flame of forgiveness every electron of poverty consciousness that is stamped with my individual electronic pattern. These records and memories surface effortlessly, and my I Am presence is able to let them go without pain or fear. As this occurs within me, I am my I Am presence, and I feel the buoyancy of joy and freedom. I continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as I reach deeper into the violet flame of forgiveness on the in-breath, and as I exhale this sacred fire forth to flood the physical plane of Earth. I affirm with deep feeling and a true inner knowing, I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than everything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than everything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than everything less than prosperity. I realize through this activity of light that I am transmuting through the power of this sacred gift, the mass consciousness of poverty, all records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money is now flowing into the violet flame of forgiveness. Under the direction of my I Am presence and the I Am presence of every person on earth, and in unity consciousness with the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released by any part of life, in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is surfacing to be transmuted by the violet flame of forgiveness. Transformation is taking place in the hearts and minds of humanity as each electron enters the violet flame and is instantly transmuted. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into the frequencies of prosperity and God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than everything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than everything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than everything less than prosperity. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally, financially free. And so it is, beloved, I am. I ask through the presence of God pulsating in my heart that this activity of light be maintained, eternally self-sustained, increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, with every breath I take, until all life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is wholly ascended and free. My life now reflects the gift of permanent financial freedom. From this moment forth, everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is always available to me. The divine law of ask and you shall receive is instantly manifest in my life. I feel the buoyancy and elation of this newfound freedom. And the entire company of heaven is at this moment rejoicing with me as I reclaim my divine birthright of God's abundance and eternal peace through prosperity consciousness. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am the eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I accept that this activity of light has been God victoriously accomplished here and now, as it reveals the order of the new day on planet Earth. Thank you, beloved Father, Mother, God. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body as I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious Heart, this is really a powerful moment for all of us, and we have the ability to magnetize these gifts into the physical plane. The Company of Heaven has provided a lot of information that I have documented in some material that's available on our website. We have the book, It Is Time for You to Be Financially Free. We have a CD that's called Abundance. These two items contain much of the information and much more information than we have shared today. So if you would like to have something to work with to reinforce this activity that has been established, the archetype within your heart and mind, this sacred and holy day, you can obtain them through our website. If you'd like to contact me or to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of truth, please visit our website at eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. This is intended to be giving us encouragement and hope and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.